We have connections that help us every year. The family that owns the Shangri-La, the chairman of the company is McGillgrad. Frank Stix is number two, the CFO at Hutchin Wampo, about 300,000 people, McGillgrad. So a fair number of it are McGillgrads. The head of McKinsey for China until recently is a friend from Montreal. Also people that are friends of people that went to McGill, and so we use that network. But it's fairly easy because it's a bunch of undergraduates, and most everybody likes to help out young people.
You are bringing undergraduate students over to what is considered to be an emerging economic area. And in this case, you had the differentiation between Hong Kong, which has been a huge economy for a while, and Jakarta and Bali, which are really beginning to emerge. How much did they see of that difference?
Well, I mean, it's absolutely amazing difference. You look at Hong Kong, it is the gate of the world to China, and other than the U.S., the most important economy in the world. It's the density of population there. It's such an up-to-date, with-it economy, driven, wound-up people. And Jakarta, very much more relaxed society, horrific traffic. Unbelievable hours we'd spend to move a few kilometers. They'd be stuck in traffic, but people would be smiling, people would be talking, just a relaxed pace. We were late for a lot of meetings because of the traffic, and no one was upset. But it's something they'd come to terms with, but it's also their culture is just a more relaxed, happier, more carefree culture. But what we saw there was enormous growth opportunity. Growth in Hong Kong because of the connection with China, but enormous growth occurring in Indonesia. And it's a wonderful place to be where you just see growth at 14, 15, 20%, as we heard from so many of the business people.
One of the things I noted in the blog, too, is that it's not only the enormous growth opportunity, but you were basically told if you have fresh new ideas, this is the place to be.
We met with a big women's magazine, which has done a lot of neat social media stuff. They are the biggest country in the world for Twitter, which surprised us. And so what they do is they take ideas, but they put an Indonesian twist on it, make it relevant for their culture. We had a lot of conversations about how do you make something Indonesian. And it was just fascinating to see the culture really does matter. And you can't just take stuff and drop it over there from the States.
How important is it for the students to actually go over and be there to absorb all of this and not just hear it in a class?
I'm in the midst of reading and grading the reflection journals where the students write some of the key learnings they got from it. They really all, almost to a person, talk about the difference between being in a classroom, but being out there talking to people, discussing marketing with someone who does it for a living at Ogilvy, discussing finance, which the head of Deutsche Bank in a country, talking to Al Jazeera, executive producer, about how do you manage the media differently than in North America, that it makes the ideas we talk about in class live. And that's what is the students find so compelling.
You're reading their reports right now, but when you're actually with them on the trip, what sorts of things are you watching them for?
What's interesting, to a certain degree, they reverse mentor me. I do a lot of learning from them. You know, what questions are they asking? What are they thinking about? What's important to them teaches me about today's world. There's also a bit of mentoring in a sense that I might talk to one or two about, you know, you might get along a little bit better with people if you tried this. So there's a little bit of that. We bring a dozen alumni along, and that's part of the magic, is having the alumni mixing with undergraduates.
What are some of your best memories about this year's trip?
We raised some thousands of dollars for a school that's in the trash heaps of Jakarta. Just so moving to be there, to see the children and play with them, but also to see the reality of the circumstances they live in, albeit very happily. To help out a bit there was very moving. Meeting with the head of the Shangri-La Hotel, a five-star chain in Hong Kong, and their philosophy. Frank Stix, CFO of Hutchin Wampo, about 300,000 people. Incredible learning. They had a huge shark in the room we met in, and we just thought, well, boy, a corporate artifact. There you are. And also in Bali, we met with John Hardy, who was a Canadian entrepreneur, American wife, sold their company, John Hardy Jewelry, and then started what has been called, has been given an award as the greenest school in the world. So we went to the school, largely made of bamboo, very different approach, and then stayed at his hotel, which is probably the most beautiful hotel I've ever seen. Absolutely stunning beauty in the rainforest of Bali. Just so memorable.
How did this trip, you think, change your students and you?
Well, I think what it did is it exposes students to parts of the world they may not have been aware of and got them thinking. When I was young, I largely competed with fellow Canadians. They're competing today with Indians and Chinese and Europeans and Americans. They realize the world is different. And it's good for many of them to become global citizens. Many of them are, but to go live in other parts of the world was one of the key takeaways. We use a couple textbooks. One is Hoosier City by Richard Florida at the University of Toronto. And it got them really thinking about where and what city you live in makes a difference in terms of your career. In fact, in who you end up potentially married to, that you're more deliberately thinking about where do I want to live as opposed to where just did I happen to grow up.
Next year, more plans to bring students and alumni to Chile and Colombia. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.